Thank you for agreeing to meet with me privately. I know that with your coronation on the way, you've been more occupied than usual. Not to mention the council's announcement that you are to be courted and wed in the next year. I cannot imagine the burden you must be carrying, Princess. However, you have grown into a mighty power, my lady. While tradition and fate may deem it necessary for you to be wed and produce an heir, I have the strong suspicion you could handily rule this kingdom by your own will alone. That being said, another person by your side to steady you is not in poor judgment. Your Majesty, I would humbly like to put my own name into the pool of suitors for your consort, if it pleases you. I may not have much to offer by way of foreign relations, but I hail from a long line of knights that has served this kingdom faithfully. I can provide as well for you as any noble, and serve you humbly. I know it may take some time to consider my offer, but I hope that you can... What? What do you mean? You will? Do not be hasty, my liege. What of the foreign kings? Surely the Lord of Actaire has sent you a wealth of gifts since the council proclaimed you were to be courted. No, of course I meant it. I meant every word. I say it once more. You would take me as your consort, as your husband, your love. Do you swear it upon the Elsian throne? Yes, of course I love you. I've heard it said that true love is not found, but built. You are my foundation, my strength, my home. Build this life with me. Guards, take your leave. I would like to be alone with my queen. Do not return until tomorrow. Ah, and speak of this to no one until then. Am I understood? Good. Enjoy your evening off. I can't believe this. I know we have stolen moments with each other since that night I stayed in your chambers, and yet... Look at that flush. Are you perhaps thinking of why I asked them to not return until tomorrow, Princess? Is there something you had in mind that might occur from then to now? Something we haven't been able to do yet. So coy. It was now long ago, but I remember a certain royal brat threw a tantrum and tried to get me off in a closet. Oh, please. You always had a flair for the dramatic. I couldn't forget it if I wanted. Do you remember that time you actually yawned in Lady Cersei's face and dismissed her? Or that I had to carry you out of the kitchens one night, when you fell asleep after a midnight snack? Or even when you damn near gave your maid a heart attack after romping through the gardens in a priceless gown? And when you finally beat me during training and grinned like a savage to the soldiers watching, your true devilry unmasked. Majesty, you were born dramatic. I'd always cynically assumed that you would doom my kingdom, my world. And yet, the gods must have a sense of humor. For you have become my world. Truly. You are all the good of your father. And more. You are a queen. You are an inspiration. You are beautiful. You are my love. And soon, you will be my wife. I need you. I need to finally make love to you tonight. Before the politics, the ceremonies, the other people to think of. I don't want any of that yet. I just want you. Would you like that, my love? Then turn around and let me help you out of your gown. So many buttons and ties. You do look exquisite in this. But can't we just rip it off? Now, of all times, you care about your clothing. Fine. Stay still. I've got it. You know, you've always smelt sweet. Like caramel. Or perhaps dewberry and sandalwood? I used to think it was your hair and the oils the maids must douse you in. But now I wonder if it's the smell of that other world. That otherness still lingering on you. It makes me want to taste you again. Like this spot at the back of your neck. Whoa, easy. What was that noise, Your Highness? How, in all the nights that we've spent together before this, did I not find out that spot made you weak? Are you all right? How can I not laugh? You tipped like a chopped tree. Did too. Aw, look at that flush. Have you changed your mind about this gown, Your Grace? I've unbuttoned enough that we can pull the rest right off you. Thank the gods. Come. Let me carry you to your bed. Protest all you like, but I am a knight. This is the way we do things. There you are. You are beautiful. Don't be embarrassed. Here, I'll join you. Do you like what you see, Your Majesty? I know you've seen much of me before, but never in full. I am a bit battle-scarred, but I train well enough. You can't call me beautiful. It doesn't work like that. What do you think you're... pulling me to the bed like that. Perhaps you've longed for this for as long as I have. Where are you? Oh, princess. Your mouth. When did you learn to... It feels so good on my cock. Please, slow down. Fuck. Don't take it so deep so quickly. God, the sight of you and nothing but your crown. Bobbing up and down on my cock. You've always loved... throwing me off guard. Well, two can play at that game. Turn around. No, keep my cock in your mouth. Just bring your hips up here. There's my good girl. Don't be shy. Kneel over my face. Did I mention you're beautiful? Your breasts against my stomach. Your ass in the air and thighs spread wide. And especially this beautiful princess pussy. Delicious. You're so swollen and wet already. I can feel you down there licking and mewling like a cat in heat. Tell me you want me. Tell me you love me, Your Highness. And I you. I suppose I am also a highness, yes. Here, let me begin to stretch you on my fingers. You're so hot inside. There's that spot you like. From this angle, I can see how you twitch and shiver. Fuck. Gods, what are you doing down there? That feels so good. Go easy. For so long, I've ached to have you. Can you feel it in your mouth? How I throb and long to take you. I teased you mercilessly all this time, but in truth, I'm just as guilty. Every night you slept in my arms, every sideways glance in court, every hidden laugh chipped away at me day after day. I knew we shouldn't want each other in this way, that alliances and politics would likely tear you from me, but I still dared to hope. I can feel you rubbing my balls. Are you thinking about them? How heavy they are with cum for you? Do you want my cum, my love? I can tell what your body thinks. How you've starting to dribble down your thighs. I could eat you like this for hours, you know that. But I want to be inside you. Speak true, are you ready? Would you like it? Don't be shy. Tell me. I am yours. Tell me what it is you desire, and you shall have it. Of course, my love. Lie back. Are you nervous? I can see it in the way you're nibbling your lip. Relax. Wrap your legs around me. Hold on to me. You're safe, and you're wet enough it shouldn't hurt. Pull on my hair if you need to, and if you say stop, I will stop. Understand? Good girl. So tight. You feel so good. Easy. I'm almost all the way. There. Are you all right? Yes. How does it feel to know I'm inside you, Majesty? I want to show you how good it can be to claim you. Relax. Oh, fuck. You're so much tighter than I expected. You're pulling me in so deep. I love the expression on your face right now. The daze, the wonder. You are beautiful. You were before the crown, and you will be long after. I can feel you grasping my hips. Are you okay? Oh. It feels good. I'm glad. Grip me tighter. You're so hot inside, it almost burns. Are you trying to temper me like a sword, my lady? I love it. I want you to mold your body to mine. To forge. To forge you into something that can only be mine. I want to sear this memory into your mind. The feeling of me inside of you. The feeling of my mouth on your neck. My voice in your ears. My hand on your clit as I thrust long and deep. There's no one to put up a front for, princess. No need to play pretend. You're mine. Moan for me. Let it out. That's it. Submit to me. Your needy wines undo me. I can feel you squeezing. I can't hold myself back much longer. I want you to come around me, Majesty. I want to spill deep inside of you, to make a mess of you, to fill you. Do you want that, my love? For me to fuck my cum into you? Oh, then come with me. I need it. Please, princess, come for me. I love you. I love you so much. Come for me, princess. Yes, come. Like such a good girl. You're trembling still. Easy now. I've got you. I'm here. Let me just... There. Now rest in my arms. You love me. When did you know? When did you consider? What do you mean, from the start? We fought nearly every day. A note from your mother as she passed? From the king? He knew I would protect you until his very last, did he? Even though I was nothing but a boy then. He believed in my father, in my line. Why didn't you tell me about this sooner? I can understand that. It was the last piece you had of him to yourself. And besides, at first, I didn't seem to be much of the man he described. Thank you for sharing this with me. I will protect you. I will always protect you. I swear it as a knight and your consort. Until my last breath, I will. I love you, princess. My love. My highness.